Our gospel lesson today is from Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed it. Then he broke the loaves and gave it all back to the disciples. The disciples gave the food to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, and it was 12 baskets full. And those who ate that day were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us. Open our hearts and minds and help us to experience your presence. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. This story actually comes after a tragic story about John the Baptist. I want to read you some of the verses just before this story. Herod had arrested John the Baptist, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have this woman." Though Herod wanted to put John to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before all the company, and she pleased Herod so much that he promised an oath to grant her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And Herod did just as she asked. Then John's disciples came and took his body, and then they went and told Jesus about the loss of his friend. That is the context. That is the context of this story. In response, Jesus retreats to a deserted place by himself. Surely he went there to grieve the loss of his friend, but maybe he was also grieving what he knew would come for him one day. That word for deserted is very important. In Greek, that word is eremos, and it means a solitary desert or wilderness place, which is important because it echoes many stories in the Bible, in the Old and New Testaments. In Hebrew thought, the desert or a wilderness is a place of wandering, of testing, of temptation. The Israelites, when they escape from Egypt and cross the Red Sea, they wander in the wilderness for 40 years with Moses. And Jesus, when he is tempted by Satan, he is in the wilderness. But the wilderness and the desert place is also a place where God does amazing things. For the Israelites, God provided food for them. He fed them with manna, bread from heaven. And after Jesus was tempted by Satan, angels came and waited on him and gave him food and drink after he had been fasting. But what if there's even another reason why the desert place is so important? What if a desert place, a wilderness, is where we find ourselves today? right in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis? Aren't we wandering through a place where we've never been? A place of fear, a place of anxiety, a place of uncertainty? Aren't we in a kind of wilderness place? And we, like the Israelites and like the crowd of 5,000, we're wondering what God will do for us in this place. We too are hungry for God's help and hope. So the time and place of this story can really speak to us today. Matthew also sets up a really stark contrast that speaks to our lives. Although this passage is after Herod's brutal party, it happens in the shadow of it. And we get this contrast between Herod, Antipas, and Jesus. On the one hand, we have Herod, the son of Herod the Great, who ruled when Jesus was born and had all the baby boys murdered out of fear of the newborn Messiah. This younger Herod is equally brutal. He is all about power and might and brutality. And in contrast, there is Jesus, who is not about power. He's about people. We see him moved with compassion for all of these people that follow him, even in his grief and anguish. He is moved with compassion. He does not turn away from their needs. Where Herod acts out of brutality, Jesus acts out of hospitality. He's moved to meet their needs in body and soul. He cures the sick, and then he moves to feed them because they're hungry. This contrast between power and people, don't we see it still today? Don't we see people grasping for power in this world? And don't we see the power of harsh words, violence, brutality? And then we hear a story like this, calling on us to seek the good of people, not power. I believe this story can really speak to us if we let it. We find ourselves in this desert wilderness place, and we're called to follow the way of Jesus. But there's still another important contrast in this story. The contrast is between the disciples and Jesus. The disciples see these hungry crowds and they want them sent away to go buy their own food. Jesus sees them and has compassion on them. The disciples want Jesus to send them away, and Jesus wants the disciples to feed the crowds. The disciples see these hungry bodies, and Jesus sees people who are hungry for way more than just food. The disciples see scarcity. They say, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. That is it. We have nothing but that." Did you catch that important word? Nothing. They feel like what they have is nothing. Have you ever felt that way? That you don't have enough to give to God? Have you ever felt like there's just nothing before you? In contrast to that, Jesus sees abundance. He says, "Bring that food here to me." He blesses it. He breaks it. He gives it back to them. And the disciples are able to feed this crowd of over 5,000 people. Where the disciples see just 7 pieces of food, Jesus sees 7 pieces of food. 7. A number in the Bible that means completeness, fullness, wholeness, echoing back to the creation story. And in fact, just like the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew 13, where the smallest little seed becomes the largest tree, these 7 little pieces of food lead to everyone being filled, so much so that there are 12 baskets left over. 12. just like the 12 tribes of Israel, just like the 12 disciples. Do you think those numbers are coincidence? Definitely not. In this important miracle story, the only miracle story we see in all four Gospels, we see a miracle that's even bigger than feeding over 5,000 people. We see the miracle of God's love. We see the miracle of God's provision. We see the miracle of Jesus in action, because Jesus is not just preaching in this story. He is acting out God's love. And the disciples are called to do the same. This is a miracle of discipleship and what it means. Because it's not actually Jesus who feeds the crowds. It is the disciples who give them the food. What do you think that means for us today? Why do you think it's so important that the disciples fed the people? How are we supposed to step into their shoes? We are, after all, the body of Christ here on earth, the hands and feet of Jesus today. What if we are being asked, as disciples, to bring what we have, scarce as it may be, and to trust in God's abundance? Where we fear that there is scarcity, what if we are being asked to believe that God can bring abundance? Where we want God to take care of the people around us, what if we are being asked ourselves to meet the needs of people around us with God's help? And what if that is the good news? What if we are being asked to give what we have, trust in God's love and provision and miracles, and believe that there will be more than enough? Friends, that is our good news of the gospel today. Even in this wilderness time and place, God uses whatever we have and turns it into abundance. God always provides more than we could ever ask or imagine. We are just invited to open our hearts and lives and to trust. And for this good news, all God's people say, Amen.